Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of your Let's Truck team. And I just want to thank you for being here today, joining together and saying our health is important. Becoming healthy is the best decision you'll ever make. I hope you know you're worth it. You really are. So whether you're just venturing down this road for the first time or you've been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, we welcome you. You're part of a community. This is a community that comes together to support each other. We learn from each other, which is like, we had that last week with Jeff. And again, this week, we're going to have this with John. Celebrate accomplishments. I hope you'll come on here and share some of your journey and how things are going. And let us know. You know, sometimes we hold each other accountable, too. I need that all the time. So whatever you need. I'll tell you what, just being here each week, you guys, helps me. It just, you know, what they say, what you focus on, you know, happens. So even sometimes if you don't feel like it, if you just, you know, you might be tired, you know, you've had, we say, that kind of week, that's when you need them all. So call in, sit around with us, get your shot of Be Healthy, and, you know, I know you'll go away from this call feeling a little bit more jived for just everything that's good and healthy here. So we are going to get moving, guys. Lisa's joining me today working with me on the phone, so press 1. If you have a question or you have something you want to share, please press 1. We keep this show going as long as you have questions and you want to share something, because we really, truly are learning together on this. And it can be confusing, can it? I mean, it's insane. So, you know, this week, you know, we're chatting about nutrition. And I'm going to look at my post today. I actually have a post on my computer that told me to slow down. My kids and Brittany would crack up. I have post-its all over the place. But anyways, we're talking about nutrition this week. And instantly I thought of John. I got to meet John over the phone before the show even started. It might have been right when it started. And then very grateful to meet him in person at the CMC. And I'll tell you what, his story is just it's when all of us could, you know, nod our head yes, that we get it. But so when we talk about nutrition, it's one of those topics that you get 10 people in a room, you get 10 doctors in a room, you're going to get 10 different ideas about what good nutrition means. You know, it's such an individual thing. So please remember that. Anytime you hear about what people are doing, what they're eating, what's working for them, you know, take it in and pick the things that you feel that fit you, that you want to try, that works for you, and just know that I'm going to try it, okay? Because it can be confusing, but you know what? It really isn't. It's more about you. Don't get overwhelmed. There's no one right answer. And like I said, what may work for someone else might not work for you, and that can be, you know, that can be disappointing because you think it's the answer, you know. But don't. Just know it's part of the journey forward. And as long as you're still thinking about your health or putting that as a priority in your life, you're going to find your way, okay? And even that will change as you go. So don't compare yourself to others. But I will say this, don't make excuses either. We know where we are, don't we? And we know where we need to go. So just start at that point, okay? Start where you are, and sometimes we start where you are. A good place to start sometimes is numbers. We say numbers don't lie. Whether on a scale or a blood test, work towards those good numbers and enjoy this journey, you guys. Enjoy learning and keep moving forward. I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. I actually have a window open, and we have a major storm rolling in here, and I am going to hang on. I'm shutting my window so that we don't get knocked out during this call. There we go. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So today, I am so grateful to welcome John to the show. John, and he'll share some of his journey here, so it's good to hear his voice, I'll tell you. John's been a truck driver for 35 years, and he's been an owner-operator for over 30 of those. And John dates his weight problem back to high school. By 2010, he was 240 pounds, and you guys, John is not a tall guy. So, you know, 240 pounds on, you know, a smaller structure is a larger structure. So he was, with that, you know, he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, the hypertension, all the stuff, thyroid problems, sleep apnea, just everything that starts compounding when we aren't our best self. So as a result, he lost his 2-year medical card, and that just had to be devastating with the industry you guys are in. So he decided to make health a priority, and so I had to take a college course in nutrition, and this is what I love, because he went out and searched the answer. He went out and educated himself, and so during that, he found the best way for him to do it with no sugar, no grain. And isn't that ironic? I mean, this was even, so that was November 1st, 3 months before, you know, Kevin had brought this to us too. So it's just, you know, it's just cool how this just comes full circle and just builds on each other. So that's what worked for him. He is now down to 175 pounds, you guys, going from a 44-inch waist to a 34. And I am so proud to say, because he shared this at the CMC, he was getting ready to take his test to be a certified nutritionist. So he is now. So he passed his test, and he actually wanted to wait for that, you know. And I think that is so cool, because just like Jeff last week with the bodybuilding and so forth, did it with a purpose in mind too. Like, you get into the journey, and then you realize you want to share it. And that's what John was like. So he did that with a heart of wanting to share with you guys. So with that, I want to bring on John so that he can share his journey with you. And I pressed the right button. So he's going to share a little bit more. And please, as you get to hear John's story and you want to hear more about it or how, you know, different questions, press one, okay, and chat with Lisa a little bit, and then we'll bring you on here and we'll learn some more together. So here we go. And, John, I forgot to ask where you are today. Where are you driving at?
I'm in Birmingham, Alabama at the moment.
Okay. How's it down in Birmingham?
Well, I live in Sacramento, California, but I drive for Mercer. I drive all over the country.
Okay. Wow. Nice. So, and we'll get into that, because how long are you out when you are out?
I'm usually out 4 weeks at a time, and then I go home for a week.
Okay, so John, you know, share with everybody too, like I did the brief summary of, you know, just a huge part of your life, but share a little bit more about that. Tell us about what brought you, to November 1st when you decided to switch gears.
Well, when you're extremely, well, not extremely, but when you're overweight, it just feels like every day is a struggle. And you've got to feel that, you know, there's got to be something better than what you're doing at the moment. And I also knew that I was a high school dropout, but I got my GED. And, you know, I've just been lucky enough to be a truck driver. And I've been doing that for like 35 years, 30 as an owner-operator, as you said. And I just wanted to be able to have something to show for all those years. And when I was overweight, all of a sudden health just grabbed me by the throat and said, you're going to have to do something or this is how you're going to die.
Yeah.
So I decided that's when I got into nutrition.
But that's still, you know, that, and unfortunately sometimes we do have to do that. We hit bottom, and that bottom, we may linger there for a little while too, till something slaps us and says, you know, yeah, we either got to change or no change. And what, did you move right into, so you took a college course. Was that what made you decide to go the no sugar, no grain? Is that what spoke to you?
Decided I really, you know, since high school I've been overweight, and I've been on the diet yo-yo, just like most people, up and down and up and down and up and down. And while I was in the truck, I was just figuring, well, there's just nothing I can do about it. This is just the way it's going to be. And I just finally decided that I really needed a change, or, you know, because I wasn't sleeping very well. Like you said, I was 240 pounds. I wasn't sleeping very well. I was up and down all night long. I had type 2 diabetes. I was just, you know, living my life that way, and it was just a struggle each and every day. And that's when I decided that something had to give. So I just started studying texts, messages, going online at night, and looking at what I could do. And all of a sudden, I figured out that the only way I was really going to know what was going on was just to go ahead and sign up and take a college course to learn about nutrition. And during that course is when it dawned on me that no sugars, no grains. Grains was what was killing society today, and that's when the light bulb went off.
Wow. So, okay, so first of all, you're on the road and you're taking a course, right? How cool is that?
Yeah, luckily with today's electronic age, taking a full college course while you're on the road is actually fairly easy.
That is
so cool. It just takes time.
I love it. Yeah. But you were, what was different this time? Because like you said, and I've been that same way, like every diet in the world, what was it this time? Was it finally, was fear the motivator? Or did you, as you started learning, did you get more empowered, like you owned it more?
Well, the one thing that got me more than anything about a no grain, no sugars diet or lifestyle, if you want to call it that, is because it was so easy to stay on while I was on the road. You don't have to count calories. You don't have to really worry so much about what you're eating. You just have to stay away from those few different things. And once you figure out exactly how to eat, it becomes very simple to do it on the road or even at home.
So that is supposed to what? Share more about that. So we're going to jump right into that. Like, what does a day look like to you? Because that actually is what, you know, we hear a lot is some people don't think it's easy. So what would you say, to that?
Well,
I mean, you probably
normally there are two ways to look at it. I will normally go to just a grocery store. When I'm home, I like Trader Joe's, but out on the road, I'll go to Safeway or Walmart, just one of the regular stores. And at Walmart, you can buy so many wonderful things. You can buy regular hard-boiled eggs. You can buy all the berries you want. You can buy deli meats, hard cheeses. You can buy pre-cooked grilled meats. You can buy vegetables. You can buy pre-cooked bacon. I mean, anything like that, as long as you have either a microwave in the truck or if you just want to eat it cold, it works out very well. Now, if you want to go into a restaurant, I stop at the TA's and the Flying J's. The TA has a wonderful breakfast buffet. You can go in there, get you a little plate. You can get some eggs and some meat and buy it by the pound. It's usually only $4 or $5, and you've got enough food for two meals.
Wow.
If you want to sit down, just get steak and steamed vegetables and the salad bar, and they offer that to anybody. It's real easy once you figure out to stay away from sugars and grains to eat this way.
Okay. What was it that, were you nervous going into it, or did you get it right away, and then you just found as you moved forward that it really was easy?
Well, once I started the college course, it was like June, maybe May or June of last year, and when I started going through that and finding out that what they were teaching wasn't exactly what was going on nowadays. And so after a little while, I started dabbling with no sugars, no grains. And November 1st, I just went into it cold turkey. Because sugar's like crack. It's like an addiction.
Yeah.
You can't just have a little bit every day, a little bit every day, and think you're going off of it. You have to go on it all the way for the first 21 days to 30 days so that your body changes from being sugar adaptive to being fat adaptive, which is what we need to be anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? And I think you agree. We can't kid ourselves and say that we can have a little bit. I'll think I can bring a little loaf of bread in here to go with the soup that is a, you know, no grain, no, but it's there. And it's crazy what your body, what your mind will do if you start leaning that way a little bit. So I agree with you in the cold turkey thing 100% with this type of no sugar, no grain, because it you know, past those 3 or 4 days, and some people might take a little bit longer, tell us, and I was going to say it, but I want you to say it, what did you find after, you know, that first couple, you know, first few days or week, what did you find with this way of eating for yourself?
Well, once you go cold turkey, you find that after 4 or 5 days, you begin to feel run down, very lethargic. You just feel tired, and that's your body changing from being always wanting that sugar high to actually learning how to, you know, run off of fat like it should. I mean, sugar's like a piece of paper thrown into a fire. You throw that piece of paper in the fire and it flares up, but it's immediately gone. Whereas being fat adapted is like that log that you put on that fire, that backlog that just burns slow and steady and keeps you going for hours and hours without the crash that sugar gives you. And you find that being fat adapted, you're not as hungry as you used to be.
Yeah. People can't believe that, but I think that's one of the best things, and I think you shared that with too. Like, you actually sometimes have to remind yourself to eat because you're not necessarily hungry, which is amazing because people don't believe that you can feel that way because usually you have cravings all the time. So it's like, yeah, right.
I'll normally get up in the morning, 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. I'll go for a light jog or do some exercise around my truck. I've got the elastic bands and a free weight in my truck that I use, and I'll do squats and lunges and some push-ups outside, or I'll go for a run. I'm on the Truck and Runners website, and I'll do that once in a while.
John, anybody who was at CMC, right, you were the one running in the parking lot, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I was running
at
the CMC. Correct.
That's awesome.
But you find that once you start losing weight, you find that you have just so much energy that you need to do something. Otherwise, you're just fidgety most of the time.
Uh huh.
So I'll get up in the morning and I'll do a little bit of exercise. I'll have coffee sometimes with heavy cream or half and half. I'll usually eat around 11 o'clock, a light meal, and then I'm good all day long until about 5 o'clock, at which time I'll eat dinner, and then that's it for me for the day. I'm good. If I need to snack, I'll snack on some raw nuts or something like that, or some berries during the day, but that's usually, I just don't get hungry anymore.
So back up 1 second. So that 11 o'clock meal, take us through your day with that.
My 11 o'clock meal is usually one or two hard-boiled eggs, a couple of pieces of pre-cooked bacon, a handful of berries or strawberries, some full-fat yogurt with some berries thrown in it, something like that, a small piece of hard cheese, just something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then you
and
have your
for
snacks
dinner,
ready.
And for dinner, I'll usually have a salad with just olive oil and a chopped up egg and a couple of pieces of cheese and a couple of strips of deli meat. And that's usually my dinner.
That's great. So you're still getting, a lot of still your vegetables, you're getting your fruit in there, and then protein. So you're not crazy on the protein. It's not, I think that's what some people think, too, is that it's so protein heavy. And I think that is, people don't realize that we actually in this country are like protein heavy. We think we have to have so much. And we really don't. And it sounds like by your day, it's so balanced, actually.
One of the things that I found out that was for me, and I've talked to quite a few people that have the same problem, if you, on this diet, if you eat too much protein, you have a tendency to get a little constipated. So you really have to slow down on the protein and not overdo it on the protein. And with the vegetables you have, it tends to balance out.
Yeah. Do you, on the meat side, and I'm steering towards meat on that side of protein, are there any certain guidelines you choose there?
Well, I really try, I really try to eat the high fatty meats. The Prima Della has a really good roast beef that's a little bit more high in fat. They've got the pastrami in the deli section. I like the pastrami. I like salami because salami really has a lot of fat in it. So I really eat a snack on some salami. But other than that, that's the deli cheese, deli meat that I usually bring with me in the truck.
Okay. What do you have in your truck? What kind of equipment do you have there to support?
Is one of the large Coleman plug-in refrigerators, or coolers, I guess you say, that plugs into to the 12-volt socket.
Okay.
But I also do have a microwave. I've got a rice cooker as well, but I don't use it for rice anymore. I use it just to steam vegetables.
Isn't that cool?
It works out very well. Yep, it works out very well to steam vegetables.
And so, okay, so what you said, you already said you stopped. You stopped at, like, Save-A-Lot and Walmart. And do you get to visit any of the farmer stands out there? Or do you hit those on the road?
The what? I'm sorry?
Like, farmer, what do I want to say? Farmer's market. Or the,
oh, the
you know,
farmer's
out
market.
There.
I try to, but really, farmers markets are unattainable because a lot of the time you really can't find a truck parking area around. Now, when I'm at home, I live in Sacramento, I go to the farmers market every Thursday. They have a farmers market there. And I love the fruits and vegetables that I get there. On this diet, I really try to stay away from the tropical fruits because they've really got a lot of sugar in them. I try to stay away from the pineapples and the bananas and the papayas and stuff like that. But I will still eat apples, oranges, and fruits like that. But when I eat my apple, I try to eat it with a piece of cheese or piece of peanut butter so that it drops the glycemic index down, and it's a lot easier for your body to digest.
Okay. That is great, because I think some people have the misconception, and I realize, you know, fruit has sugar, and there are some that are higher, you know, that, like you said, the tropical that you want to stay away from and so forth. But I've heard before in the past of some people's worry about the low-carb and that kind of stuff is having to give up fruit, and they love fruit. But I love your thing to pair it with some protein, too.
Well, I mean, if you want more carbohydrates, you can eat more vegetables. I mean, vegetables are a wonderful source of carbohydrates. Plus, they give you the fiber that you need. Daily fiber is very important as well. So I would say if you feel like you're not getting enough carbohydrates, then it would probably be a good idea to eat more vegetables. I love raw broccoli, raw cauliflower, zucchinis. I put all of those on a salad, my radishes, stuff like that. I also try to stay away as much as I can from root vegetables, your potatoes and things like that, your rutabaga, stuff like that, because they're a root vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And once you bake them, then they're really high on the glycemic index. It's really your body puts that into a real high carbohydrate category.
Okay, that's interesting. I don't think I realized that with root vegetables, like once you cook them. I mean, you always thought them being starchy, but then it's even worse when you cook them.
If you take root vegetables and you boil them and then add real butter, it brings them way down on the index. But if you just bake them, it brings that sugar to the outside, and it's really bad.
Okay. And you know what, John, we've got some great questions out there for you, because I just think, and this spoke to me when you were doing this, and then hear your story, and I think it's, like I said, so cool that now that you are a board-certified nutritionist, don't you like saying that? I want to ask real quick before we go to some calls, what did you find from taking the classes, you know, from so you had to take a test, and you had to be, you know, to get your certification. Was there anything that you learned during your coursework that didn't fit with this lifestyle that you experienced for you?
Well, one of the things that I found in the college course is most of the colleges nowadays are still teaching the low-fat, balanced, calorie-in, calorie-out, you know, way of dieting that has worked, you know, for a lot of people. But I've found through my research that paleo, the caveman diet, if you want to call it that, the old Atkins, although they needed more carbohydrates than that, what was really high fat was really the way to go. You don't want to go low fat. You want to go high fat. And I found that most of the college courses nowadays are still teaching low fat as the way to go. And I found that that's not really the case.
Yeah, and you know what, John, you might have been, because it might have been, I didn't even ask how old you were, it might have been the same time where I was going through, because I was in that generation where that low fat hit. And that just, to me, again, when we look back, and isn't that interesting, we're still teaching that today. So hopefully we'll come full circle. Good God, and thank goodness you saw what worked for you. And, you know, you still listen, and you still learn, and you see, you know, what's out there, but you got to find what works for you, too.
Absolutely, yeah. As long as you're trying to diet, it's a wonderful thing. You've just got to find out what works for you. And I've found that this works very well for me and also my family. I've got my family going on this as well. I've got two kids, 9 and 11, and my wife seems to enjoy it really well, although, you know, and she doesn't like giving up a lot of the rice, but she gives it up a little bit.
Well, she's going to be so, your family is going to be so proud of you as well. That is so neat. Well, are you ready for some questions here, John? Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
That sounds great. Well, I'm going to jump right down here. See, we're going to go to Wyoming. Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am doing great. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Okay, so I'm one of John's friends. I've known him for about 3 years now. And at first when he was telling me he was doing the college course, it's like, sweet. And then he tells me he's doing this new way of eating, new way of life. And I'm thinking, okay, John, you've lived in California too long. You've been drinking too much of the water. You've gone off the deep end. And so gradually I've seen him, I see a difference. And the last time that really got me, I started doing this, and I've been losing weight. I'm down about 20 pounds in the last month and a half. But I pull up alongside him to meet and have dinner with him. And I pull up and I look in his truck and I think, who the hell's in John's truck? What the heck? And then I realize,
wow.
Oh, shoot, that's John. You know, he lost that much that I couldn't tell it was him.
That's incredible. What else did you notice about him? What else did you notice? I mean, not just the weight. There had to be something else about him going through this transformation.
I don't know. He always seemed like when we're talking the phone, driving, whatever, he's not as tired as he used to be. You know, you could tell when you're talking to him, he's tired. And now he's not. You know, a little bit more pep in his step. And I'm trying to get him to catch. I started running again because the first time I lost weight, I did it all by exercise, just running every day.
Okay.
I dropped 40 pounds in 2 months just running. Well, now with this, I can run if I want, be lazy if I want. And just eat the way he's teaching me how to eat to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, good for you. So is that's what prompted you to give it a shot too? Is that, you know, you saw what was working for John, and then you tried it and started feeling the same benefits? Is that?
Well, yeah.
How that went down.
But at first I thought he was. At first I thought he was crazy. Like I said, I thought it was crazy. We were out having steak dinner, and he took his crew off a salad. I thought.
Oh. That's funny. Oops, did I lose you? Did I lose you, Kevin?
So, yeah, that's wonderful, yeah. Yeah, I've known Kevin for a long time.
Oh. Did you realize, John, that others were noticing what you were doing and maybe, you know, internalizing some of it, too? Have you been able to realize the example that you're setting?
Well, I would like to think that the example I'm setting is good for other people as well. But one of the real nice things about now being certified is that I can talk to people with a little bit more authority instead of just somebody that tells them the what I think, you know, that,
yeah,
that little piece of paper helps you have a little bit of confidence when you're talking to people.
Yeah, I get that. That is great. Well, that's so, and we actually lost Kevin there. He was out in Wyoming, so we lost him a little bit. But you know what? First, I just want to say that, I mean, congratulations to him, too, for being open to listen and to try it and see where it would take him. And it sounds like he's going down a good road with that as well. So, okay, we are going to head to Texas and talk to Rebecca. Hey, Becky, how are you?
Hank, I'm doing good, Kim. How are you?
Great. It's always good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I just had a couple of questions. As you know, we all just kind of started this back in March, or May, actually.
May. Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm running, and so, yeah, the energy level seems to be there. I think where I'm screwing up, and that's what I wanted to ask John, is I've been putting everything into MyFitnessPal to try to maintain that 60, 15 carbohydrate, 25% protein, 60% fat. And that's, when you start doing that, I found myself the other day, I'm like, well, I'm not supposed to have any more carbohydrates. I'm going to throw myself over 50. But I just said, screw it, and had the two more handfuls of baby spinach, which common sense would tell you, you should be able to have the baby spinach. But when you're sitting there looking at the numbers, you're going, but this is going to put me over. And so, should I just not plug that stuff in and just eat what I'm supposed to eat and not worry about it? So the more I do, the more I confuse myself.
Well, when I first started out, I used MyFitnessPal as well as a couple of others to track everything, and I found out that most of those are on the traditional wisdom, and they say you're going over for this or going over for that. Now, I don't track anything. I just watch what I eat. I don't overfill myself. And I find that just normally you find that you're eating the proper balance of nutrition foods without going over. So I don't keep track of my carbohydrates or proteins anymore. I just try to eat a nice, balanced, no sugar, no grain lifestyle, and it works out normally.
Okay, so having a little bit of frozen berries in a smoothie that contains, like, you know, the fish oil and the coconut oil, that fat is going to kind of neutralize the sugar in those berries. I try not to eat the fruit anymore. I try to stick with berries. If I do an apple, I do it apple slices with sun butter. So it kind of sounds like what you've been saying.
One of the things that's really nice about that, berries are a really low glycemic fruit. So you can eat berries almost any time you want to. Spinach is wonderful. Coconut oil is a really good. It's an MCT oil. It's a medium-chain triglyceride oil. It's really good for you. So coconut oil and olive oil and avocado oil are really good for you. If you're putting those into a smoothie, then you're getting a very balanced smoothie without having to worry about anything extra. So that's where it's really good.
Okay, so stop obsessing and just do what I'm doing and not worry about what the numbers actually say.
Correct. I wouldn't obsess about it too much. As long as you make sure that you're carrying to a strict no sugar, no grain diet, then the rest of it, it kind of falls into place. You can eat as many vegetables as you want, as much vegetables as you want, and just, you know, stay with the low meats and cheeses. Try to stay away from milks and cheeses, except, you know, once or twice a week, a little sporadic, because they do have, now I lost my train of thought. The milk and cheeses have things in them that will eventually turn into sugar.
Well, and I've kind of gotten off that because the milk and any of the dairy, because they say it's horrible for inflammation. And so
correct.
I tend to injure myself as a runner, so I just, every once in a while, I may go and have a Blizzard. And I'm talking like once a month, you know, so as a treat. But for the most part, I stay away from the dairy and stuff like that. And so really, I've been doing the salads, too, at Subway. I don't really like guacamole, but I found that if I have them put guacamole in my salad and mix it up, I really can't taste it. And so there's the healthy fats there again. You know, just kind of mixed in with everything.
Yeah, avocados are really good for you.
So, awesome. Okay, well, I will just kind of stop worrying about, you know, being over the 50 grams because I'm usually right around there anyway. But like you said, the Fitness Pal is on the old deal because I started looking. Well, it's listing carbs for things but not discounting the fiber. So it's not really giving you the net carbs anyway. It's giving you, like, I think the other day it showed me that two celery sticks were 5 grams of carbs. I'm like, well, that's like one-tenth of what I can have, you know. Jeez.
Correct. Yep.
So, okay. All right, well, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you all so much.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, Becky.
You too.
Thanks. Keep up the great work.
Bye.
Yeah, John, that was a really good point because, you know, sometimes we can, and you know, this is can almost, like, lean into, like, the Fitbit side, too. We, the numbers are good. Like I said at the beginning, numbers don't lie, and they're a good base. But we have to be careful to not become obsessed with them where – like you said, eat as many vegetables as you want because, and that was a really good thing Becky said too, that I was not thinking about with my Fitness Pal either, that it doesn't take into the fiber. But I think it might actually be one of the things it does measure if you choose to. But again, you can get so caught up in numbers that we, might take us backwards a little bit.
Well, one of the things that I found on most of those sites is, you know, you have to understand that it took you a long time to put on weight. It's going to take you a long time to take it off. You can't be so strict that you're going to find that it falls off immediately. So once you stop worrying about the numbers and just eat what's good for you, you'll find that your body automatically balances out exactly where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that is so cool. Our bodies are so amazing. And, you know, and I think it might even make Kevin has said it one time too, there's not a deadline for this too. We're finding a way to eat and live ongoing. So let us not put that stress on ourselves that we have to do it. You know, I know we want it off fast. I mean, of course we do. But I think with this way of eating too, you will find probably the most quick results of anything out there, but we're looking for that lifestyle.
Well,
right?
I never originally intended, I wanted to lose weight, but I never really intended for the weight to come off so quick. I was more interested in just being healthy. The weight loss, 65 pounds in 7 months, was amazing, and it didn't even occur to me that I would lose that much weight so quick. I was just looking to be more healthy.
Right. And you got your 2-year card back, correct? Did you get it back?
Correct.
You...
Yeah, this last checkup, I did get my 2-year card back, so I'm back to having a 2-year medical card.
That's fabulous. Jenny, that's sad because you jog and stuff like that. Did you always do that, or was that something like you gradually, as you started feeling better, you started picking up doing? Because you did say you get antsy if you don't, but is that something you did? Gradually, as you started down this?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, it's something that you fall into without, once you start down this path, once you start down the rabbit hole, it's really hard to back out. And you find out that once you start down this path, it's very, very easy to just stick with it. And you find that you really lose interest. I've lost interest in ice cream. I've lost interest in candy. I've done all the fattening things that I used to have. I don't worry about it anymore, and I find that I just like living better without having to worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. And you've done a great job. I still implore when you say, you know, you're out 4 weeks at a time, and because that's what a lot of people question is, how long people are out and how they're able to do this on the road. And you're saying that you just found a way.
Let's think about being truck driving. Truck driving is a very unusual occupation as it is, but as owner-operators and as truck drivers, we find ways to adapt to things that most people would shake their heads in disbelief. And it's really easy for us to adapt to anything that we feel that we need to for our lives, for our family. And this kind of a lifestyle is really something you need to do for not only for your health, but for your family, because being overweight and unhealthy cuts down on the years considerably that you're going to be with your wife, your kids, your grandkids. I mean, so doing this for yourself or your family is something that just makes sense.
Yeah. John, what if somebody's looking, you know, like listening here and you're really speaking to them and they're not quite sure, you know, what to do next or how to get started, what do you want to say to them? What would be some bullet points that they should do?
Well, I mean, it's simple. I mean, all you have to think of is NSNG, no sweeteners, no grains. And as long as you stay on that path, you'll find that it becomes, it's like anything else. I mean, I started running. I could barely go 100 feet without running out of breath. And now I find that I can go a quarter of a mile without running out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anything else. It gets stronger and better, and your objectives get more clear over time. And just time is something you need. Start out with the basics. Start out having breakfast of eggs and bacon. One of the things that people understand is that change is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Change is very difficult. But if you're convicted about wanting change, then it becomes, once you've made that conviction, once you've got that determination, it becomes easier to live your life knowing that it's something that you have to do.
Mm-hmm. What kept you convicted? What kept you, I mean, yours was, you know, you had some serious medical things happening. What kept you going then? I mean, did you have any bumps in the road too? Did you have some, did you fall back a little bit ever? Or, you know, how did you deal with any of that? And you November 1st, so you came into the holidays, people were, you know, that kind of stuff. Did you have any bumps?
One of the nice things about this type of lifestyle is most people say, oh, I fell off the wagon. Oh, I had something bad this week. Oh, I had something bad. What am I going to do? You just don't think about it. You start the next day all over again. And, you know, of course, you know, and I'm not going to stop my kids. I've got two kids, 1-9, 1-11, and I've got them doing this now. But I'm not going to stop them from having ice cream or having cake at a party or having a little bit of this or a little bit of that. I'm not going to stop that. Having that is just a part of a part of way you live your life. And, you know, I went out and I've had a little bit of cake once in a while, and I've had a piece of pie. I mean, let's face it, I still love those sort of things. It's just that I only do them on a bi-monthly occurrence. I don't do them three times a week nowadays. I do them a couple of times a month, and I'm back to living on this lifestyle, and it works out very well, and I love that.
And I love that, too. You're saying lifestyle, because, again, it's not a diet that we're on again, off again. It's that like that. You'll have situations where, and let yourself have it, and then the way you like to eat is, you know, is this way. And then you just start down that. You just do that again.
Yep. If you want to go out and have a little piece of celebratory, you know, dessert or something like that, go ahead. Have a piece of cheesecake or something like that. But don't do it every day. You do it once, and then you go back, and then you forget about it. I mean, because once you start losing weight, once your body becomes that fat-burning machine that it's supposed to, you'll find that these things don't stick with you. You'll have a piece of cake, and the next day, you know, it's gone. You don't think about it because these things don't stick with you.
So what was it about this, John? Like, and again, I'm not in my head when you were talking about it because I tried everything in the world before. What was it? Why did this work? Why do you think this worked for you?
I think this worked because it was so easy. I mean, I eat real food, regular food. I go into a truck stop. I have steak with steamed vegetables, a nice salad. I go in for breakfast. I have scrambled eggs and bacon. I just stay away from the toast, the oatmeal, stuff like that. I don't even bother it anymore. And it's just so easy to eat real food without having to count calories, put all this stuff into your little app, you know, worry about if you're not getting enough proteins or carbohydrates. It's so easy making the main focus of your attention the food that you're eating.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. You can actually enjoy the food then. The food that's feeding your body.
Well, that's one of my problems. I have always loved food. I mean, there's absolutely nothing that you could cook and set in front of me that I'm not going to eat because I love everything. That was my problem. I would just eat anything and everything. And I found that now I can still eat what I love without jumping over all the sugars that I need to stay away from. It doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah, that's cool. You were saying you lost your train of thought. I did too at one point. Oh, this is something that I don't know if you experienced this too, like before, and I think everybody thinks when they have to get healthy or lose weight, you think of deprivation of the stuff that you can't have. And even with teacher, we're saying no sugar, no grain. But what did you find you discovered? Did you discover more? Do you ever feel really deprived on this?
No, I never do. I mean, are there times I'd like to go back and eat? Because I love oatmeal. I love bacon. I love hash browns. I love having some toast with jelly. I mean, I loved all those things. But now that I'm off them, I don't really miss them. I find other things that I can substitute for them that give me the same satisfaction without having to worry about the things that were making me unhealthy.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's so great. Well, let's end this here. We're going to go over to Nebraska and talk to Cheryl, bring Cheryl on. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. It's Cheryl from Austin in Nebraska.
Yeah, it's been a while. How are you?
I know. I'm doing great. You know, I've been wanting to call you for, like, since I got back over the road, but we change out between 2 and 3 usually. And so I said today, I'm like, I have to call and share my story. And I didn't know what the topic was, but it's exactly what I was calling to share.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah, tell us.
Well, I listened to Effortless Healing. I think, not Becky, what's the other gal's name? Melissa? Had talked about, and then I've been listening to the podcast, and Kevin's been talking about the no grain, and I listened to the Grain Brain. I downloaded it, like, after I finished listening to that podcast, and it just convinced me, and I said, you know what, I'm going to have trouble with my grits in the morning, and I'm going to have trouble with my orange juice, but I'm going to give this a try. And so that morning, I had my regular breakfast, but I left the creamer out of the coffee and the Triscuits out of my lunch. And I noticed 2 huge differences just with that. Hang on, just a sec. Every morning, about 3 hours into my shift, I start driving around 3 a.m. I start getting sleepy. I mean, like, the eyelids just drooping, whether I had a good night's sleep or not. And then come lunchtime for my 30-minute break, I need to, like, go back and just kind of lay down for about 20 minutes. It just feels really fatigued.
Wow.
That day, no sleepies in the morning. And lunchtime, I didn't need to take a nap, and I had so much energy. And that just sold me. And already we weren't eating a lot of, like, bread. You know, I had my grits in the morning. I've been cutting out sugar a lot over the last several years. So I had my creamer and my coffee, and we've been eating a lot of processed foods, like the, you know, what is it, Bird's Eye, voila, dinners in a bag, and Cheez-Its, and so it hasn't been very hard to do. It's just been trying to get a little creative, like what to replace the breakfast bowl with, and John, my boyfriend, and we're teaming, and I shared with him you know, what I've learned from the book and listening to Kevin's experiences, and he's brought into it too. And we both just have so much more energy. I'm sleeping better. I used to wake up after a couple hours and my brain would just be buzzing, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And now if I wake up teeming, you know, bumpy roads, getting unhooking, what have you, fueling, you know, there's a lot of disruptions, and I don't wake up as half as much, and when I do, I fall right back to sleep. It's been amazing.
Oh, wow. Well, there's a couple things. John, what would you, like, share with others, like, what do you attribute that to, like, before, even though she might not have had as much, like you were saying, Cheryl, like, grits and biscuits, what was happening to her then, and what was happening now that she cut that out? What was going on?
Well, when I was overweight, I had the same problem. You know, I'd go to bed, I'd get up two or three times a night during the day driving. It was sometimes hard to focus, and I was so tired, I had to stop and take a nap. But I found that once I've lost the weight and got the grains out of my diet, I found that I get a full night's sleep, I wake up in the morning refreshed, and I don't get tired during the day. What I think it is that the grains are you can't eat them unless they're fully processed. They have to go through a full, you know, spectrum of processing before you're even able to eat them and digest them. And I just think that it's bad for the body having grains and trying to digest it. And I think the body works so much to try to digest things that shouldn't be there, that it just makes you tired all day long.
Yeah, it's made a huge difference. I always used to get the munchies before I went to bed, and I'd be reaching for the box of Cheez-Its, you know, and snacking on those before I go to sleep. And there's no more Cheez-Its in the truck, no more Triscuits. I mean, we were eating okay, but I think the big difference was pulling out the processed foods and getting the creamer out of my coffee. And, you know, as a result, now I'm having to replace some of that stuff. And I never liked carrots. I'm not too worried about, like, the carbs in the carrots. I'm not trying to lose weight. I wouldn't mind losing another 5 pounds, but I've already lost 5 over the road. Right now I just want to focus on feeling good. And I know that the side effect of that is that I'm eating less anyway, feeling fuller, and I'm going to lose weight. And that'll be the beneficial side effect. Right now,
absolutely,
both of us just have more energy. We feel better about our jobs. We feel better at the end of the day. We're both sleeping better. And so, thank you, Kim, for having the show and sharing your knowledge and everybody else's knowledge. And you know, I tell you, I think when we last talked, it was the 1-2 punch. I got over the road and everything just fell apart. And I'm like, I need to call Kim. And so right now I got that Way of Life app that I think one of your callers shared. And I created a couple in there. And I haven't really been doing it, but I figured right now I'm just focusing on changing my eating habits. And that's been relatively easy. So now I'm going to bring one more thing back in and try to get that going again.
Oh, that's so great. And you know what, Cheryl, I love the fact that the two things that really stood out to me, because you're not necessarily doing this to lose weight. And a lot of times we think about right away with health, we think, oh, we got to lose weight. You got energy to feel better throughout the day, and you're sleeping good. Those are priceless, especially for you guys' jobs. I mean, that's priceless.
Yeah, I've actually got John. He's listening, too.
Yep.
I got him to call in and listen. John's my boyfriend's name, sorry.
Well, hey, John.
And
we're doing it together. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we're having a good time. So I just wanted to share that success story, you know, keeping away from strawberries. So I have berries every morning. My lunch didn't really have a lot of bread, but I had this cheese, the Triscuits, took the Triscuits out, and just trying to get a little creative with some of the other meals and just trying to avoid if it's processed, it's got more than 3 or 4 ingredients in it. You know, if it's sugar, it's got to be like way down at the bottom, and it has to be just sugar, you know. But generally, just whole foods, a lot of avocados, hard boiled eggs, and
good for you guys. Yeah. So Cheryl, real quick.
Oh, the other one was.
How long
Oh, we're up for 3 weeks.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, we try to keep it to 3 weeks, home for 3 days. Sometimes we get a bonus day in there just by the scheduling when they plan another run for us. And the company provided a refrigerator, and they provided we had to pay for it, but they installed a 1,500-watt inverter. So we've got a microwave, a coffee pot, and I've got an aroma cooker. I cook stew, vegetable stew, beef stew, and that. And so we're pretty self-sufficient. You know, we hardly buy any food in the truck stop anymore at all.
Have
I'll go
be,
in there. I'm like, there's
you're
nothing
have to
in
be
there.
I was just going to say, you need to be careful with some of those beef stews. They use wheat and grain for the thickeners, so you want to read the label.
Oh, I make mine from scratch.
Oh,
the
good.
Only cheat is, yeah, I use fresh vegetables. I buy a package of chopped stew meat. And the only cheat, because I haven't come up with a different base for it, is I use Progresso's tomato basil soup. That's the only cheat. I looked at the ingredients. I'm like, okay, this isn't too bad. I'll come up with a better base for it, because that was my recipe from a long time ago. And that's the next step, is to figure out how to do that. But, yeah, I dump it in the aroma, throw in the 5 bags of chopped vegetables, throw in the beef, chop in some onions, squeeze some minced garlic, and throw in a can of soup, a little bit of water, and you're cooking.
Wonderful.
That sounds great. I am so proud of you for doing that. Isn't it exciting to get reading labels? You know,
you're
really
well, you know, I've been a little bit of a label reader already, you know, but now I'm getting a little pickier about what's on the label. You know, because we were trying to keep an eye on sodium, and I was trying to keep an eye on sugar, and I allowed myself my creamer, saying, well, you know, I don't eat a lot of sweets. The only thing I drink during the day is water. The only thing I miss, my orange juice in the morning.
Oh. What do you say to that, John? I don't know if there's, even if you juice an orange, I don't know how that would work.
No, I try to stay away from all the juices, because all the juices are nothing but liquid sugar. The only one that I will drink once in a while, I'll drink a V8 juice. I'll drink milk. Other than that, regular juices I try to stay away from, because they're just loaded with sugar.
Yeah, I looked at the label, and it's looks pretty mellow, but I just, from what I understand, once you juice the fruit, you drip the fructose from the fiber, and then that fructose just becomes, you know, instant sugar.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I like not having to crash 3 hours into my shift.
Exactly. Hey, the one thing you said, and I want to just back up before I let you go. So did you give up your cream in your coffee? Is that what you said?
I did. I was using, like, you know,
John,
the...
John, you still do cream, right? I still use cream.
I really like half and half. When I can get it, I'll use heavy whipping cream, because I find that I need the fat. So I'll just usually have coffee from, like, Tyler TA. I'll put heavy whipping cream in it. And I'll drink it that way.
Yeah, see, I was using those sweetened creamers, you know, the flavored ones.
Yeah.
And
because
we buy, like, Trader Joe's coffee. Well, I'll bring, like, a 3 week supply. I'll go in there and stock up on the dry goods. And so the coffee tastes good. We're brewing it ourselves, and it didn't take much for me to just go, oh, black's not bad. Especially once I felt the difference.
Yeah, black's not bad.
You do get to. So I wasn't sure if that was one thing that you missed and wanted to make sure you knew that was okay.
No.
I don't
miss it at all. You know, and I do. I eat cheese wraps at lunch, you know, cheese, and some. I found some lunch meat that doesn't have a lot of junk in it. And the only thing I missed was my hummus with my little pretzel chips. But I knew I needed more food at lunch. And I'm like, well, what does baby carrots taste like in the hummus? And now I love it. It's like my favorite.
Yeah, hummus is really good for you.
Good.
Hummus is really good as a dip. It's really good for you. I like to put fresh vegetables in the hummus, and I'll eat that as a snack.
Yeah, I replace the pretzel chips with carrots. And that's
looking
pretty good.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm hungry.
Oh, you know what? It's just that time. My boyfriend John had a question. John, you made a mention about protein levels, like too much or not quite enough protein, and we didn't quite catch what you said. And my boyfriend John was wondering what that comment was.
Well, the only thing that I was saying about protein is you really don't need as much as people say you do. For me, for protein, I get most of my protein from my meat and from a couple of hard-boiled eggs, and that's really all the protein you need. If you have more than the protein you need, you'll tend to get constipated. So you want to try to stay down on the protein is all I was saying.
Oh, okay. Okay, that kind of addressed his issue as far as digestion.
Yeah, general rule of thumb with the protein, there's a calculation. You actually take what your ideal weight is and divide it by 2.2, so you get your kilograms. And then depending on your activity level, they have it like 0.8, so like 1.2. I've seen it up to 1.5 for like extremely athletic, you know, people out training all the time. But to give you an idea, because that was a shocker to me, because I was more on the needing, thinking I need more, 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 you know. So if you do that calculation, again, your ideal weight divided by 2.2 to get your kilograms, then multiply that like times 0.8 or up to like 1.2, 1.5, depending on your activity level. So it gives you a range, kind of. So once you see you're in
and
there.
And then that gives you the grams of protein?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting, yeah. So, well, keep up the good work, Cheryl and Don. That is awesome. And keep coming back, let us know how it's going and different things that you try that you want to pass on to others. It'll be great.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks, John.
Be safe out there.
You bet.
Will do. Keep up.
Thanks so much, Cheryl. Thank you. We're going to head off here to Kentucky and talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hi, Kim, John. I'm doing really good.
Good. Nice to hear your voice again. How's Cindy?
Cindy's doing very well. And, you know, I just wanted to tell you guys, I missed the first half of the show. I was tied up and missed the first half. But I just wanted to tell you both that I went to the CMC with I didn't know what to expect, but I had a lot of ideas of how it might go or what I expected. The one thing that I never, ever expected was how much it was going to change the way I eat. And that is far and away the biggest change that I came away from the CMC. I spent quite a bit of time talking to John, and I have never worried about my weight. I've never worried about what I ate. You know, I ate a lot of processed food at a Walmart, and boy, the change at the CMC has been just huge for me. And I just wanted to thank you guys, both of you, for, you know, your contributions to, you know, Cindy and I have both dumped, you know, probably 14, 15 pounds now and continuing to work down. And you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just wow, and that's what I went. And you're going to go on. Is what I was going to ask you is like, what was it? What did you guys change coming away from there?
Well, I didn't quite hear you, Kim.
Could you say you from the CMC? You know, you just, and especially talking with John, you learned so much, and you guys put into place. What did you guys do? What did you change?
Oh, I've just changed, you know, like going into the stores now. And, you know, one of the great revelations to me, and it feels silly, you know, really silly now, but was about refrigeration. I was always, you know, in my mind I was thinking, well, I can't really eat healthy on the road because I can only put so much in the refrigerator. And, you know, the idea that tomatoes and avocados and all those things didn't have to be refrigerated was kind of like the light bulb going on. And so, you know, I haven't by any means got totally grain-free yet. I still have oatmeal in the morning, but I'm taking baby steps in that direction. But I am doing a lot more now of cutting up tomatoes and avocados and buying the Green Giant frozen vegetables, or getting the bags of salad and mixing in tomatoes and avocados and some little chicken strips and things like that. I just feel so much better. And I just wanted to thank you guys for that. I, I just didn't expect that. I never expected Subway from the CMC with that, you know. So.
Oh, that is so cool. I just so appreciate the way the whole Let's Truck team is bringing the focus, because it is so important, and all you guys that are open to learn and be a part of this moving forward. So kudos to you guys. I'm so glad you and John hooked up at the CMC to chat about this. That is great.
Yep.
Yeah,
I tried to talk to as many people as I could.
Yeah, well, you spent quite a bit of time with us.
Good. We're gonna keep John around here. We're gonna be picking his brain for weeks to come.
Okay. Well, I have one other quick question, John. That you were talking about. I wrote it down somewhere, but some videos that you wanted us to watch. I wrote it down. I can't remember the angry something or other.
Oh, it was a podcast. The podcast is called The Angriest Trainer. Vinny Tortorich is one of the angriest trainers. He talks about NSNG and what it's done for him.
The Angriest Trainer. Okay.
Where do we find that, John? Where do people find that?
You can find it anywhere on the internet. If you go into the Play Store or whatever and go to the podcast section, just look for The Angriest Trainer under the podcast section, you'll be able to download it. And he has an app.
Okay.
You can download it. He's got like 420 or 430 episodes going back 4 or 5 years, talking to like Gary Topps, Grain Brain, all that.
Yeah.
He has interviews with all these people. And it's very interesting.
What's his name again? One more time, John.
His name is Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E, Tortorich, T-O-R-T-O-R-I-C-H.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
He's a physical fitness trainer to the stars in Los Angeles.
Okay. Wow. You go look at that. Thank you.
One of the things that I wanted to bring up real quick, and the one thing that a lot of people had talked about at the CMC, is they were talking about how eating this way would cost them so much money. And I find that eating this way actually costs me a lot less, because I spend my money for the quality stuff. I don't spend so much on trying to stay full all the time. So I find that this way, I usually spend between $45 and $50, and that'll give me enough food for the whole week living this way. And that's even eating out at the restaurants once or twice a week.
That's great. That's great. And, you know what, that is one of the big things that you hear people say, and I think you're right. I think people I would just say to try it, right?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, you
just keep track of it. Just keep track of it, and you'll find out that pretty soon you're spending a lot less money eating more healthy than you did before.
Isn't that cool? That is so great.
It is.
Okay, I know you're stopped, and I don't want to keep you from your. Do you have time for one more call, John?
Sure, I'm around for as long as you need me, Kim.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Well, we're going to head to Nebraska and bring Ron on the call here on the show. So, Ron, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm really loving. I've been wanting to share some good stuff with you guys, and I'll start off with my little venture into what's called the ketogenic diet. Are you guys familiar with this keto diet?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to ask John if he even measures. Do you ever measure ketosis, John?
Do what now? I'm sorry, Kim.
Do you measure for ketosis?
Yeah, I've got. You can buy keto sticks at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
They're only a small price, and you pee on them, and they tell you how far you are into ketosis. And I've kept track, and I'll go into ketosis once in a while, but I try not to.
Oh, really?
Well,
we'll touch base with John. Tell us more about what you're doing there, too.
Well, it all started whenever the doctor gave me the bad news that I was just on the high side of, you know, Well, the low side of being diabetic, my A1C came back 7.0, which is 1 point above where, you know, you're in pre-diabetes. And mm-hmm. I, you know, at that point, I had already been reducing my carbs and watching what I ate. But at that point, you know, everything kicked in, and I said, you know what, I got to do something about it. I went through and I looked at the Atkins diet. I looked at this system that another doctor came up with where it's all fruits and vegetables and whole grains and stuff. You get completely off of meat. And everything just wasn't really making sense because I understand how your body works and how your body burns the carbohydrates. And we just never really pay attention to how your body burns the fat with the ketones.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do a little studying on diabetes and pre-diabetes and what happens to our body when we're constantly eating carbohydrates, is your body can't carry all of the energy because small molecules of fat start attaching themselves to all of the cells in your body. And that's what blocks the insulin from doing its job. And that's one of the main causes of diabetes, type 2 and everything. So why not go through this process where we retrain our body and teach our body that ketones are important, all the enzymes to burn all of that energy that the ketones release are important, and they need to start paying, you know, start producing more to burn that type of energy instead of the carbohydrate energy. And this whole idea fascinated me. And I said, what the heck, we might as well just go ahead and give it a try, and we'll study how everything works. And I've been on it for 15 days, but about halfway, about day 5 or day 6, you know, I'd gone and started eating a lot more meat. I got rid of all the carbs, you know, I started eating salads and stuff. And the fitness girl at Prime, you know, we have our own fitness department that I'm going to tell you about next.
Yeah.
She told me, she says, you'll never know until you log your food, until you have a food log.
Mm.
And she was right. You'll never know exactly where you are with your carbs, and you'll never know where you are with the percentage of fats and the percentage of proteins unless you actually log your food. And she gave me a really good it's like $14, but it's called Chronometer, and it looks up all the food that you put in from a database, and it keeps track of everything, including all of the vitamins and minerals that you take in as well. So it keeps track of the vitamin and mineral intake that you're required to have to make sure that you're not leaving anything out. And once I started using this, My threshold is 31 grams of carbohydrates, and I've stayed well below that. I've been somewhere between 20 and 30, you know, ever since I started, so like for about the past 9 or 10 days now. And I got this keto sticks, only it's not the keto sticks. Rely On, in the diabetes department, makes the ketone detector, and that's for type 1 diabetes, you know, to check to see if you're into the other part, ketosis, but ketoacidosis, which is what type 1 diabetics have to really be careful of. It works the same. It'll tell you if your body's producing ketones, how much they're producing, and all that kind of stuff. And I've noticed during the day, I'm producing ketones, and I'm producing a little bit more than my body needs. But at night, when I first wake up in the morning, that's when my body is just flooded with those ketones. And I know it's working because I have so much energy, just like everybody else says, that's going on the paleo diet. I'm eating probably stuff that a lot of people don't think is healthy, you know, eating a lot more bacon, eating a lot more butter, still eating the you know, the salad, the vegetables and stuff like that to a certain extent. You got to watch those carbs, but the majority of my protein and my fat's coming from animals, which the Atkins diet kind of moved away from, and the paleo diet kind of moves away from also. But to kick yourself into high gear, those animal fats, saturated fats, they're not really that bad for you, and they supposedly clean out those fat molecules that are attaching themselves to all of those to all of the cells in your body. And a lot of people see their diabetes reverse and their blood pressure go down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a sustainable thing. Once you get into ketosis and you make your progress, then you have to bring, just like the paleo diet and just like the Atkins diet, you slowly bring your carbs back up so that you have more of a balance, have some carbs, have some fats, have some proteins, and you keep the fire burning on the fat side, you know, so that those ketones continue to be produced and you don't go back to the way you were before.
Yeah, and when you say carbs, you're talking like more vegetables, the carbs from that, right?
Yeah, you got to get rid of all the processed foods. You got to get rid of all the sugars. I won't even eat an apple right now or any types of fruits because they have too many carbs and not enough fiber to keep me below the 31 grams. But, you know, slowly but surely I'll introduce those back into my diet in limited quantities, you know. But you really have to focus when you go to – I was very surprised my first trip to the grocery store. I picked up like one or two things in the aisles. Everything else came from the outer edges, from the
mm-hmm.
meat section, the dairy section, and the fruits or the vegetable area, the produce area. I walked all those aisles and I looked at all that processed food and I just kept on thinking to myself, we're poisoning ourselves.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Yep. And with this comes exercise. You also have to exercise. Even the ketones aren't going to get rid of all the energy that your body produces unless you exercise. And there's a guy, his name is Sipiwe Baleka, and he's
mm-hmm.
been working
yeah.
for the past 3 years on studying mostly prime drivers and how their metabolism changes as they do certain things. And he's come up with a theory that just 3 to 4 minutes of very hard, strenuous working out before you start driving will actually help your body burn more energy while you're sitting in the driver's seat. And
I want to get him on the show sometime. I think he has a 4 minute exercise he has out there, doesn't he? 4 minute thing that you guys could do. Right.
Yes, he has a 13-week program. He has a program that you can do your own or he monitors. Everybody who does it at Prime, he monitors them. They do the food log. They also have a band, one of those fitness bands, where they record all of the information, you know, and send it back
yeah.
to him so that he can gather everything up. And he's had a lot of success. About 70% of the people that have gone through his program have lost massive amounts of weight just from changing their diet, just like we always talk about. And just doing that 4 minutes of exercise every day, and some of them do the 4 minutes of exercise every time they stop, and
mm-hmm.
Everything just melts off. I'm down 15 pounds in a matter of about 3 weeks, and I'm feeling great. And, the guy is great. I talked to him for about 2 hours before I got back on the road, and I told him, you want to expand your audience, these are the guys that you should be talking to. And I would love it. I would love to get you guys pointed towards him and have a talk with him and get him to come on and talk about a lot of things. The other thing that he told me was there is no way, and this is his statement, there is no way that we can get the vitamins and minerals that we need on the road in any way means possible, and taking some type of supplemental multivitamin or anything like that is really necessary to keep us healthy out here.
Hmm. Okay, we'll have to delve into that a little bit more, too, because I'd like to learn a little bit more about what he means with that, too.
Right.
And you know what, Ron, I keep saying his name again for me because I know he used to be Tony, and he changed it to –
yeah, Sipiwe Baleka. S-I-P-H or something like that.
Yeah, I know. And it's by Melissa Hepburn. He's got a great video that, like, Fox or Life did a great video on him as well. So we will definitely get him on for sure.
Because he's doing some good stuff out there.
Yeah. Now there are a few challenges, and there's a few things that I still haven't quite figured out yet, and I'll just put them out here on the show to finish up.
Ask
the
John.
Ketones.
Here we go.
Yeah, the ketones. You don't have to see the ketones high all the time. If the ketones drip down during the day, you're still in ketosis. That is correct, right?
John, you want to take that or?
We might have lost him.
Awesome. Look, Ron, from my understanding is this, because I have heard this from a doctor, it just even has to be traced. You can have trace, which is like barely pink on the strip, and you are good.
Right.
Because you might actually find, like, after exercising or first thing in the morning, it'll be darker because you're throwing more ketones out there. But as long as you're traced, you're in ketosis. You're good.
Right. Now, the second thing, the Atkins diet and the paleo diet, as far as I know, if anybody ever wants to, you know, dispute the science, the ketogenic diet has been around since the 1930s, and it has been studied extensively, and it's been recommended for people who have epilepsy, people who have other certain types of neurological disorders. And it's been researched out the butt, and, I mean, you just have to be careful when you have certain health conditions. And, you know, if the ketogenic diet is clinically proven to be a valid diet, even though you transition back out of it a little bit, the Atkins diet, the paleo diet, they're based on the ketogenic, diet and the ketosis process that your body goes through. And I just want to give everybody that. So when you do talk to your doctor or anything like that, you say, well, what about the ketogenic diet? That's just very similar to the paleo diet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll get the doctor's attention, and they'll be like, well, you know, I understand what that diet is, and, you know, maybe it'll lend a little bit more credibility to the paleo diet and Atkins diet. And the last question that I had was, if you're eating these Atkins, products from the grocery store, and it said the net carbs is only 2 carbs, but like there's 10 carbs of what they call alcohol sugars, does that count or does that not count towards the sugars and towards the carbs?
It counts towards your total sugar intake.
Right. But does it count towards your total carb intake? Because the box for Atkins says it doesn't.
Well, one of the things about sugar and carbohydrates in general is they all break down into the glycogen that your body uses for energy.
Okay.
So, I mean, they wouldn't count against you as far as the carbohydrates go, but they do count against you as far as going in and adding to your sugar content. So if you're really looking at lowering your sugar content, that's something you need to look at as well.
Well, I'd be more worried about it kicking me out of ketosis. That's my big thing.
Correct.
So,
high carbohydrates will kick you out of ketosis.
Yeah.
That is correct.
And the last thing I want to put out there for everybody is if you are thinking about doing these diets, you might want to have a dietary fiber supplement to help you get through the first couple weeks, because your digestive system is going to have a very hard time adjusting.
So did you not eat, Ron, did you stay away from a lot of vegetables at the same time? Were you watching that, or were you unlimited on...
No, I'm very limited on vegetables right now because they still add to the carb count, and I'm trying to keep it down. Now, whenever I progress and finish up with the first phase and my body's got that fire lit, then, vegetables will come back in for sure.
Okay, so that's why you're taking the fiber supplement. So if you're able to eat unlimited, you might find yourself being able to get off those fiber supplements as soon as you can go to unlimited, especially greens and fibrous vegetables.
Right. Exactly. And don't
good
be
point.
Afraid of fats. Don't be afraid of fats, everybody who's listening. Butter's okay. The regular dressings are okay, especially if you're trying a low-carb diet and you really want to get those ketones to start working for you. The milk and the half and half and the whole, you know, cream in your coffee is great.
Good. Well, Ron, thank you. Thanks so much for coming on. And we'll reach out to Sapoa and get him on here, too. So all the best to you. Keep plugging along.
All right. Thank you. And I
wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. We've got time for one more call here, John. We've got about 5 minutes we're recording. I'm going to head off here to Chet in Illinois. How are you, Chet? How are you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the show.
Good. Yep, good. Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. I guess I'll get right to the point since we're running out of time here. I understand why refined sugar is bad, and I understand that like refined wheat and that kind of grains would be bad for you, but I guess I can't quite wrap my head around why whole grains, like if you ground them down and made your own whatever, biscuits or whatever, why are the grains so bad for you?
Well, one of the big things that grains are so bad is because grains are all loaded, well, not all of them, but 90% loaded with the GMOs, and genetically modified organism of wheat is really hard for the body to digest. As far as the sugars go, it's not really sugars, it's any type of sweetener, because the liver processes any type of sweetener the same way, and once you take any type of sweetener into your mouth, your body starts reacting mechanism of sweeteners, and it doesn't matter if it's a real sugar or an artificial sugar, it has to be processed the same way.
Okay, so the grains itself, if you are getting non-GMO, there's not that big of a problem with them in moderation?
Well, it's not so much that it's a big, huge problem, it's that wheat has to be so processed before you're even able to eat it. I mean, you can't walk into a wheat field and grab the wheat and start eating it. It has to be fully processed before your body can even digest it. And the problem is that you can't process it enough for the body not to have problems in digesting grain products.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then. Yeah, that was, I just couldn't quite comprehend why that was. So anyways, I appreciate it, and it's been a good show. First time I've listened.
That's great. Oh, well, thanks for calling. It has been awesome. I so appreciate John and the knowledge. But that's a great question because, Chet, I was the same way. I'm thinking, okay, I'm off the white stuff. Now I'm eating wheat, and then I went to sprouted. And, yeah, you know, but still what it's doing inside our bodies, right, John, is what's, you know, with the liver, the inflammation, stuff like that. Is that what is the main issue?
Correct. It's not so much what we eat as how our body processes what we eat. And the reason that a lot of these things are so bad for you is because it's real hard for the body to process some of these things that are bad for it to eat, grains being one of them.
Okay.
There we go. Well, good. Well, Chet, thanks so much. I hope you'll come back because we're going to have John back and we're just going to expand on this and learn more from him. So thank you so much.
I'd love to come back anytime, Kim. Thank you very much.
John, is there anything you want to share to people as we go? Any tidbits there?
Well, there is one thing I'd like to say. When I was first diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, my numbers were 481. I had a 481 on a blood sugar level. It was extremely high. You're only supposed to have 75 to 85. And eating no sugar, no grains has brought me down to where I'm consistently in the 80 to 90 range, which is where you're supposed to be. So it's worked out very well for me.
That is wonderful. Yeah, I bet, you know, just, and again, our bodies are so amazing, aren't they, when we're feeding it the right stuff and it just starts to take care of itself, huh? So.
Absolutely.
Well, John,
you put the right things in, you'll live forever.
Yep. That's, oh my gosh, and the energy to enjoy it, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, John, it's been such a pleasure, and I could just keep talking, and this has been just one of the most valuable shows, and just we are going to have you back. Hopefully you plan to come back with us.
That'd be wonderful, Kim. I'd
Great.
Love to.
Great. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Well, you be safe out there, John, and we're going to wrap up here. So, you guys, just thank you so much for coming on board with us today. Such great information. Reach out to us. Again, we have the Destination Health on Audio Road Network. Go to that site because that's where we can dialogue. We can talk back and forth. Or email me at kim@letstruck.com. If you have any more questions, we can get them to John. We can, you know, if there's other people you want to bring to the show, okay, let me know. So until next week, keep learning, keep moving, be committed to you. You're so worth it. Be a leader out there on the roads and at home in this health journey. So be healthy, be fit, do the hard work, and master this journey to health. I really appreciate you guys. And until next week, be safe. Bye for now.